We are live. What's up, everybody? We're back for Talking Shit, Strictly Talking Shit, episode 14. Just gonna bring Adam in. We haven't done one in a while because, as you know, I have been on vacation for a while to Japan and Thailand. So it's been hard getting everything back into the grind. So it's nice to come back and be able to chat and see you guys.
There we go.
What up?
What up? Sometimes I don't even know if this works because I'm trying to press your name like 50 times and it's just like loading and still telling me to do it. Well, look so at that weird sign, dude. I still gotta make a sign sometimes. Like that.
I gotta get you.
You gotta paint it. That for yeah, man. Looks like shit that you're on ply.
Yeah, the whole
needs to be either like black that. Or some color. I don't know what you're gonna do.
I'm thinking about getting a checker backboard and just put that up behind there. I think it'd be nice. I know you're not a fan of it, but I don't know. I think it would look nice. Maybe. I'll get one and I'll spray paint it black. Then when it gets nicked, you'll have like little.
Okay, look at you.
I'm an interior designer, bro.
We're talking about, you know, how we haven't been doing this for a while. I think everybody wants to know. We've been hella busy. We finished that show at HBAC. Actually, we didn't even talk about that show, did we?
No, we didn't. It was, I talked about it. Wait, no, we talked about it once. The last episode we talked about it, and then I talked about it on the Central Therm podcast a bit. But we've been busy ever since then, man. You went on vacation?
Yeah, because it was literally a week before we were able to. You know, it was a week, right after, 1 week after. I had to go on vacation already, so I'm pretty sure we'd never even talked about it together, at least. I mean, separately, we probably have, so.
Yeah. No, it's, the show was great, man. We crushed it.
Yeah.
I think it was really, no, definitely really, really well.
With all the guys we had, George, we had Flynn, Jess, HVAC Tactical, from Ben from HVAC Tactical, and many others that I can't think of right now, but it would come to my mind. Yes.
Colin Sadler. I met him in Germany and then working with him.
Man's
I've earned so much respect for that man. He is honestly the kindest person in the world.
And everybody's man, like a gem.
Yeah, he's a great person. I really enjoy learning from him. He's very smart too. So watching him and Flynn go like talk about codes and stuff like that, it just like slowly walked away.
Let them battle it out. But no, it's been great. That show was great. Definitely had a lot of people at the event. A lot of people learned from it, and it became something great. And hopefully, we can do more of those and change it not just to be hydronics. We want to kind of change it into HVAC as well. That would just be super duper neat.
We were talking about, we had some ideas about, like, doing a board where it's, like, U.S. and Canada and seeing the two different styles. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Something that popped up. A few people reached out to us about that, too.
Yeah, I don't so thought it was competition just for fun. Yeah, see how people cool. do it differently.
We say no competition. We just want to learn. Well, but at the same time.
Fuck these guys. Fuck America. Everybody's thinking. I'm just kidding. No.
Oh, man. No. So you still have the boards. I saw you post something that you, next week or the first week of November or something,
you
start
to get rid of them. I've come back and I kind of had to get everything in check first because we're super duper busy. So after we do that, then I got to call out to the people that already want the board and set it up so that I could bring it to either the schools or go with the manufacturers to the school so that we could get them donated.
Nice. So you're donating them to school.
I want them the fuck out of my shop, actually, to be honest. They're fucking taking up so much fucking room. It's not even funny. And, you know, for me, it's not like, hey, I want to keep it and scrap all of it. Like, I want to give it away. That's why I want to get that. I literally was at the shop the other day and I was telling Jason, I need to get this shit fucking out of my shop, man. It's taking up too much fucking space.
Your shop is small, though. You know what I mean? It's not even really like
a
shop.
Don't be judging. Just because you have a bigger shop. We're poor out here, all right? You know, real estate costs a lot here.
It really does, man. It's crazy out there. It's nuts. It's beautiful, but I just hate the cost of everything. I've never thought something was going to be more expensive.
No, I think we just went up lately.
I was wrong.
I don't know how it's going to go. And with all these like heat pumps and all that stuff, I don't know if you guys, whoever's listening, knows about it. We have rebates and all that, but you know, latest thing we've been talking about is there's air to air rebates, but air to water they haven't done anything yet. So that's been a hard part about us trying to go to heat pumps, especially when I like hydronics a lot. It's just that if you have a boiler system, mm-hmm. I'm not able to replace a boiler system to a heat pump and get a rebate because they just don't have the rebates for air to water. So that's been a problem that I'm kind of looking at too. But you know, if you got to go air to air, you got to go air to air. That's just the way it's going to be.
So you also said you're busy right now work-wise. I'm slammed. You're pretty busy booking
and
stuff in right now.
I've been going out to job sites and looking at it with them, training my apprentices as well now that I'm back. I actually flew back on last Sunday, and then I stayed for one night in Vancouver, and the next day I already went out to SciFex, and then all the way to Friday. Then I came back on the Friday. So it was an insane journey after vacation where – somehow vacation always isn't really vacation because you get so fucking tired.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's crazy. Like, I can't believe you went right out to SciFex right after that, because how bonkers the trade show was, or the Modern Hydronics was that we built. But like right after that,
why do I feel so tired and why do I feel so depressed and exhausted? And it just hits you when you get to a certain age. Maybe I don't want to feel it or admit it, but it does. Like, I get tired.
Well, that's kind of like me, man. I'm so busy coming back and like trying to plan for January, because if people don't know, the AHR and WET is in January. They're back to back, and me and you are headed out to it. And then we gotta get up and leave our business to go do these trade shows for a week. You gotta make sure it's set up and operating properly before we leave, right? You have Jason, who basically helps you run the show. Your guys are really basically self-sufficient.
We're working together on that marketing side as well. So, you know, that side being in between everything, like it's crazy. Everything just keeps blowing up in my face. It's just every day it's either I go out to do the plumbing and heating stuff, and the next thing you know, I have another meeting, right? And then after another meeting, there's another meeting, then there's another show here, then there's another show there, and then there's another event happening here because there's a new launch just as I went into an IBC launch just before this, when not their launch, but their event, talking about their new decarbonization air-to-water heat pumps. So, you know, it's been a battle. It's been a battle. People would see it.
How do you organize it all, like me. I'm you've seen my lists, like I make lists on my notes app, but how do you like keep it all around? Like, do you have like a separate list for work, like your business, and then you have a separate list for the marketing side? Like,
I don't.
How do you keep it all organized?
Sometimes I still use Google for my own calendar. So Google actually connects to the jobber calendar. So if there's a jobber job that I do need to go to, but usually I don't do the on-field stuff, right? So if I go to there, it's just to check the workout or check a quote and quote it and then let people know how I quoted it, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. But other than that, the rest of it is based on all the Google invites that I have that I set up into that Google calendar. So I know each day where I got to be and what I got to do next. Yeah. And all in between that, you still have, you know, friends and family and fun things to do. So if you looked at my story, we were setting up for a Halloween party this weekend.
We're
gonna do something super cool. So actually it's funny because sometimes I pull people out from my business to do stupid shit. So I'm pulling somebody out tomorrow for my apprentice, and we're gonna buy like a box and everything to get ready, because since we had a smoke machine, we want to actually use the smoke machine to bring down the smoke, as in like making a silk road. instead. So to do that, we're gonna buy a box, we're gonna get ice in there. I'm gonna make a fucking whole video of it. So it's gonna be great. And then that box is gonna have a copper grate that's done by
That's
press fittings. So we're gonna put ice on that, and then we're gonna pump the smoke through that little ice bin to make the ice come out so it goes on the floor. So that's gonna be pretty
Oh, that's
sick.
cool.
And then afterwards, we bought some more lasers, so we have two lasers in that house that's shooting. And then we're gonna be DJing with smoke and shit at the same time. So yeah, I am.
You're
I definitely
DJing
am.
for
I definitely am. I'm a
sure.
headliner.
That's Jason said when we were when I came over to BC and we were hanging out, he's like, Terrence is gonna DJ for you for sure. He's like, it's
I
his new
am,
hobby.
but
He's
I've
really
come back and haven't touched
into
anything. I haven't touched golf, I haven't touched DJ, I haven't touched anything. It's just straight work for some reason. Every day has been work. It's been insane.
I've
Mario
been
Golf
playing Mario Golf.
on what, the Nintendo Switch?
I started playing my Switch again. Yeah, I just pull. I the best thing about it is I could play like two holes, put it down, and then return back. Like it's just like one of those things where I need like a 5 minute break. I pull it out because I'm so busy. My brain is it's
Oh yeah,
fried by
dude.
the end of the day.
When I came back, I was
So.
like sleeping at 10 or 11. Like, I've never been able to sleep that early, but I was just so tired. I just couldn't even get past 12.
Are you waking up later
About
now?
same time,
Are
like
you waking
8 or
up
9.
earlier now,
I
or?
mean, that's still pretty early for me, but that's usually my norm now. Like, I would wake up at 8 or 9 no matter how late I sleep. It's just on the internal clock. It gets there.
Yeah, mine is 4:30. Like my internal clock at
I
4:30,
can't. I don't even know how you'd do
just
that.
awake. It well in BC. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Remember when I was saying I was sleeping? Every time I come out west, I have a problem. I go out west, and it's like I wake up at 2 o'clock every day, and I
It's
have
like
to fight to go
when
back to
I go
sleep, and
out
then I wake up at
east,
six
dude, I'm
o'clock.
trying to. I
Like
only
it's.
fall asleep at 3 because that's only 12 o'clock.
Oh yeah, true. So
Yeah.
you have to
And then
stay. You
afterwards
stay
we go
awake till
out
three in the
because I wake
morning.
up at 8, so I get a 5 hour nap. Then it comes back to normal when it's actually 12. Like, it takes a day within Canada. It's not terrible.
Yeah. Germany really wasn't that bad. When we went there, I
Yeah.
we beat that. Like it was
No,
like
we
nothing. Like for me,
I
I
had
don't
no
know
problem.
you.
I slept pretty early. But speaking of trade shows, so there are a lot coming in again for the new year. So a lot of people who are listening, hopefully we get to see you guys, because Adam and I will be at AHR. That's one of them. And then right after AHR, did you redo your ticket or whatever? Are we doing a limo or something there, or what's the deal?
I didn't redo the ticket yet. I didn't redo I was we should talk to George about that because he said it's not that much and we can instead of flying from Chicago to Indy, we're all gonna rent a limo bus. But I don't know how much good of an idea that is. Really.
A bunch of
You know how
plumbers
AHR's like,
in
everybody
a
going
heating
right to
call.
work.
I mean, not in a heating call, in a fucking limousine. You know what? It could be a great idea, actually. I wouldn't say no, honestly. If you set that up, we can still cancel the ticket, because it's
Yeah,
either that,
cancel our
it's either
flights
get
and then go from
shit-faced or
there.
fly in first class, right? Because our first class upgrade was like, what, $40?
You know what, man? I don't know how I'm feeling after HR because I went to HR last year and you know, trade shows are fun, but the best time to connect is at night at 3 in the morning, drinking beers with manufacturers. Those are your best
If
opportunities
there's any
to
tip that
create
we can
better
give anyone
relationships.
here right now, if you want a manufacturer, your sales rep, or whatever, to have more attention to you, or you want to talk to them or work with whichever brand you want to work with, the main part of work really happens not at the show. It always happens after the show. And I can tell you how many things we've talked about that was actually work when it's at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. Because that's when you really get to know someone.
Oh yeah. And if you break it down and people aren't so professional and they let loose a little bit and then you get to have the hard conversations and then you know they bring up things you wouldn't think they'd ever bring up and then you bring up other ideas and then it just creates like this crazy thing that we call going to trade shows and getting drunk. It does look like a lot of fun, don't get me wrong. Like it looks like all we're doing is going there and having free parties and doing whatever,
It
but it's a lot of work, man. So when you have to get up at 7 a.m. and you're like, time to make content,
And then
time to
when
go
you
shake hands,
come
time to go
back, you
meet
have to do
people.
the
Like,
same thing, but then
yes.
now you got to work on all the relationships you just created to continue to further whatever you've done.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's tough, man. It's a weird balance.
Yeah.
There's a few guys that have really
So
mastered
we're
it.
heading to
I'm
those
glad they're
shows, which is
killing it.
HR, and then we're going to the
For
wet show afterwards. So hopefully anybody listening or watching, we do see you guys there. Come say hi, because you'll see a big burly white man with a small Asian dude. That's usually the combo.
it's always the combo. If you see,
I
are you gonna dye your hair
am
green this year or what?
actually,
You
now
keep
that
it
you
dark?
reminded me, yeah, I do want to
Are
probably
you?
in the beginning, probably before I go to the show in January, I'll probably go dye my hair a color I haven't done before. It'll be fun. But
What
yeah,
color are you saying?
that's what I'm
Green?
going for.
Or is it going to be a surprise? You know what? You know what? Green would be really good because we just, I don't know if anybody listened to the podcast with Central Therm, but that I was on, but me and you were the first to get nominated or
Yes,
qualify for Food Games.
I saw it, and
So
hey,
yeah, we're
what a surprise.
what a
We'll be.
surprise. It's awesome though, man. Like, it's gonna be fun. Me and you together again. Go to
Yeah.
this event. You went there last year. I've never been. Like, I don't even in the podcast. They asked me if I saw any of the videos from last year, and I had to say, like, fortunately, no. I don't remember seeing much that went on last year. What actually went
So
on?
that whole Squid Games thing is they brought a bunch of contractors down, and they made it to a thing with all their sales reps as well. So when we had the event where we were doing it, the sales reps were actually watching, but it was a bunch of contractors like me and you, just kind of competing against each other, trying to not die because you get shot by bullets and then you're out. So they had a couple events where one, it was like you go into groups, you talk about your newest idea, then they choose the best idea and then says which group qualifies, and then the next qualifying group at the end, they were building against each other to see who could vent the unit the fastest. And one of the events was also like building a shape out of your Centrotherm fitting. So there's a star fitting, there was like you had to be able to build a square, you had to build a triangle, so many of those things were for fun. But this year I think they're kind of stepping it up even harder. There's going to be a lot more things that we don't know about, or even if we do, we can't say. I don't know shit.
I know a few things. I know a few things I'm allowed to talk about. And they're
Oh.
bringing a tattoo artist. And so apparently last year they had fake tattoos. So they had fake
I'm
tattoos that
not
you
sure.
stuck all over
Dude,
yourself, right?
last year I
Like
felt like
people were
shit.
sticking on
I felt
their
like
necks.
puke when I was there, dude. I had a bad
Oh, did
problem
you?
with my stomach last year, so. But this year I'm so
Oh.
excited because that won't ever happen again, because health is wealth. Terrence has been taking care of himself.
Yeah, man. Well, apparently they have a tattoo artist coming from New York, and there's gonna have little flash tattoos like plumbing stuff.
Right here,
It's time for you to get
impetus.
tatted up.
Yeah, just right here.
Impetus, yeah.
That's pretty sick, actually. Like
Right
right
there.
here, not
Right
bad,
there.
right?
That's it. You know what I'm thinking about? I'm going to do, I think, on my head, on my side of my head, and maybe a flash piece,
Yeah, actually,
maybe a
that's
wrench
not bad. Why
or something
on your
fun. I don't,
face? Why on your
yeah,
face? Why
I
do you
already
keep
have
covering your
my
face,
head.
man?
I'm
That's
not
the
on my
same
face.
shit.
That's my head, bro.
Oh,
My
it
neck's
is.
crazy. The neck
What do
turned
you want
out
to
really
bite
good.
on? A dandelion?
So, yeah.
A booty tan.
Dandelion? No, that's
Oh, it's a
the
thistle.
Scottish thistle
Okay, are you coloring the
on a
bear?
bear. Yeah, and then in the background, here, we're gonna
Okay.
do all maple leaves. So it'll be all faded in though, like
Okay, you
a
need
vibrant
something else,
color.
man. Is your hand
So,
full already, or can you
yeah.
put some on your legs instead? I don't want to see any more on your face.
No, my hands are full. My hands are full. I got some on my legs. Well, we'll decide. I think it'd be kind of cool, like me getting my head tattooed over over a Central Therm event.
I don't
That
know,
would be
man. But yeah, maybe I
yeah.
might think about it for this one. I'm gonna start taping it on and thinking about this because free tattoo, why not?
What? Yeah, get something small. It'll be good. I think Matt is getting tattooed first. He's first on the list, and then I said, "Can I get
Ooh.
second?" So I think I got second. So we'll see how many people
How
actually get
long does it
tattooed on the
take?
event. That'll
Like,
be
does it
really cool.
hurt? I'm scared, man. I'm not a man of pain.
Yeah. It
That's
doesn't
what
hurt,
Pete,
dude.
that's.
It's so easy. Actually, I lied. I hate getting tattooed. It's the worst thing in the world. But all I have is shitty spots to get tattooed. If you're going on your arm, it's going to be
I'm
pretty
gonna start
easy.
poking
You'll be fine.
myself.
I'll bring some numbing. I bring some numbing cream for
Is
you.
that
I used it
homemade?
for the first time on my neck. It only lasts only lasts about
I got
30
some
minutes.
homemade I got some homemade soothing sauce.
What's it called?
You don't want to know. No, but I was like,
yeah,
I'm excited
no, I
though.
Don't want to know. Other than that, man, so we got, what do we got? We got HR, we got WET in January, then we got Central Therm events, Squid Games in February, and then
yes.
we got CMPX right
and
after that,
in
March.
Between that,
in
I also have, yes. I also have, what is it called? KBiz. So Kitchen and Bath, the international show, I believe that's what it's called, in Vegas.
Is that at the end of January?
I don't, let me see right now.
I think someone's invited me out to that. I believe they have. They told me to keep some day open for
February
Vegas or for a Vegas show.
27 to 29.
So the end of February. So maybe I'll be there too. I don't know. I had someone ask me if I was available.
I mean,
and I could stay open for that. So maybe I was. I've never been to KBiz.
We can make it happen for happen. Sure.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I sat with Sandy Flow a little while ago. They gave me some. I didn't know they made.
They do. Yeah.
Condensation pumps too. And neutralizers. They gave me some
separate line
from here. So. Yeah, like I have a few things from them right now, like a few of their products that I have to take a look at. So that's crazy. I didn't know Sandy Flow made. There's a lot of stuff that Sandy
yeah,
Flow makes.
Yeah, they were doing the
cool
pumps to for your renovation. So if you ever wanted to do a renovation, they're able to do a macerating pump and then pump all your garbage into another line. Because I have that for my basement, which you saw. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you
so when
do.
You
I didn't
kitchen,
realize.
So
probably because I wasn't.
No, you weren't even alive. Enough, alive. You probably slept at my place for 20 minutes. That's it.
And no, then you tried to wake
I
me up.
Put that up. Actually, it's pretty funny.
No.
No.
It was
really no.
No. No. Put the blanket
like,
there.
Yeah. Yeah,
your Airbnb
we still
is
gotta
nice, your
go up to
heavy,
pick up
heavy.
A few more things to kind of get it going. We're supposed to get it done by September, but dude, shit just fucking hit the fan, man. Shit just hit the fan.
Yeah. It's you know what? I was kind of worried for November, December, because December was kind of slow for us last year. You know, January, mm-hmm. February is usually slow for the industry.
No, well,
I'm
usually the winter
rolling.
Time should be quite
like
quick for you. I mean, quite good for you if all the heating stuff comes in.
Yeah, see, the thing is, we plumbers don't do much heating stuff. It's all AC. It's all HVAC.
Right, you guys are like that. Hey, which kind of brings us to our other conversation.
Yeah,
because I sat in a meeting for that the other day. Yeah.
Yeah. What was that? Oh, yes.
Yeah, I did. I brought that up. I couldn't explain too much about it. Well, it's in a story. There's just so much shit to say about it. So I don't know if many of you heard about something called the, because it affects the whole of Canada, because it's called a skilled trade certification. But it's not that our trade isn't certified. It is certified. We have a red seal. But when you're a certified or skilled trade certification means that this trade is specifically kind of under the government's wing now, meaning that there's a lot more that they look at. So one of the things that they look at would be when you have a license and you have a company and then you have people come into your company, you would actually have a ratio. Mm-hmm. So for every journeyman that you have, right now what they're thinking of proposing is a 2-to-1 ratio, but we're only in the assessment process. So if you get assessed, if our trade gets assessed to say that they want to be a certified trade, then we start having these things hit on us, which is, you know, a 2-to-1 ratio and them following up to make sure that each person in your company that's working there is an apprentice and every journeyman has two apprentices with them. But then they're also trying to figure out if they have these apprentices that are coming in, like whether a third or fourth year counts and when the cutoff is, because some of the questions that come in was like, well, we have a fourth year. Do we say we still need a 2-to-1 ratio that, I mean, a 1-to-2 ratio that we need a journeyman for that? And you know, they're still trying to figure that side out as well, because the biggest problem that we have is, of course, a lot of people who aren't apprentices that do the work, right? So That's the thing, that they're trying to level the playing field. But when they're leveling this playing field, it's more about the service side of things. And yes, as what Goodwill is talking about, it makes it harder to hire. I see that. But at the same time, it also forces a lot more people to want to get their license, because
We're already there in Ontario. It's a one to
it?
one ratio in Ontario. It's a one to one ratio. It's been like that forever. I have to deal with becoming a sponsor and having a sponsor ID. And for every journeyman that I have, for every apprentice that I have to have a journeyman. Do you understand how difficult it is to hire for that? Like I have two apprentices that are signed up, two journeymen, myself and another guy, and then I have a greenhorn. I call him a greenhorn because he's brand new. He hasn't even been in the trade for a year. And like I don't have him signed up because I can't sign him up until I have somebody else. His hours still count towards the apprenticeship, but he's always rolling with someone and he has his hands on the tools, but there's a journeyman right there, right? But I can't sign him up until I have another apprentice
So what do you
or
say?
until I have
So you
another
put him
journeyman
in as
ready.
he's only a laborer, I assume, and then that's how they don't say that you're not within your ratio.
Well, they're what are
They
are
don't.
they
So
coming around my job
that's what I
sites and
mean.
telling
Like
me,
when they
you
do
know?
do that, but if they do show up to your job site and they bare some teeth, I would love to hire a woman if we have can find one in Lily. And we want to push that further in the trade, by the way. But second of all, going back to what we were talking about, like, so if they how do they come to site to find that you don't have this ratio? And then what happens if you don't have that ratio?
But the thing is, if I don't sign, if my if I have an apprentice that's not signed up, he can't go to school. So, like, if he's there, he can't go to school. So his hours, I can say his hours are counting as an apprentice when I finally sign him up. But it let's say I don't get a journeyman for 3 years. Now he has 3 years under his belt in plumbing, but he's not signed up and he hasn't went to school yet. So then we finally sign him up. Boom, they want him to go to school right away. Now his 5 year apprenticeship turns into a 7, 8, 9 year apprenticeship because you know he has to get into school and he's already been doing it for 3 years. By here it's 3 years of school or 3 semesters of school and 5 years of apprenticeship, so 9,000 hours. So basically your first 2 years, what the best way to go about it is your first 2 years you'll be an apprentice, not go to school. Your third year you'll go to school. Your fourth year you go to school. Your fifth year you finally do your third year school so that when you get out you can write right away. Right? Because it's all in hours. If you go on your first, second, and third year of school, now you got 2 years worth of work before you can even write because you don't have your hours
Well,
yet,
my
and you're
main
not going to
concern
remember
is
to
when
show
they're
up for
leveling
school.
this playing field, like what happens if you if they do they come do they check you? Is my biggest concern.
No. And unless you're on like a building, like you're building a
But then
bunch of houses
that's
from the
why they're
ground
saying
up,
that
like
like
doing
you have
like
that,
cleaning.
but they haven't really bared teeth on that. So I think the STC, which is Skill Trades Canada, as well, Skill Trades, I think, I don't know if it's just BC or not, but then if they actually make it a certification, like we were one of the questions we were asking is, are you gonna bare teeth on people who actually don't do it, right? Like you can make all these fucking rules, that's fucking cool, but what are the repercussions, right? Do we
See, in service it's a little different. In service is a little different because I've always been told technically you're supposed to be with your journey person all the time if you're an apprentice. But if you're in service, as long as you have communication to that technician via phone, you're technically connected. So he could go out and do service calls all he wants by himself. If I can
Is
call my
that
journeyman and help
how
me
they
out,
split it
then
up right
it's
now?
fine.
Or is that what
That's
you
what I've heard.
believe? I'm just curious.
That's how they that's how I've always been
Okay,
told.
we gotta I gotta figure that out with them. They're just still figuring it out. So that was the assessment process of where we were asking all these questions. So but for people who do want to know, that's what we're trying to build. And I'm in support of that because whether it's harder to hire or not, it also benefits us because yes, we have less people, but now we're becoming more like, doctors, right? Which we already are. And the more scarce we are, the more we can charge. Yes, it's harder work, but we can charge more, and our trade means a lot more because it's harder to get these licenses. Or second of all, it pushes people to get these licenses because there's people in certain companies that are fourth year that never want to finish their fucking license, right? Because they're like, oh, I don't want to finish school because it's complicated. I failed once, I failed twice, and I don't want to do it a third time. So there are those people.
So here in Ontario, you have 5 years after you finish your last year of school to pass your test. If not, they take your license away completely and you have to start all over again.
That's what they got to do as well. So that's something I would bring up.
Yeah. That's what Ontario does. And I'll be honest, I finished school and it was difficult to get in for a test. Ooh. I failed my test the first time by two fucking questions, a 5-hour exam. And then I waited a year to go back and wrote and finally passed it. But like, you know, it's the test is hard, man. It's not easy. I know more people that failed the first time with like a 68% than
sounds
passed.
To me, you know the wrong.
Everybody
people.
Fails the first time. Why do you think we're friends? Why
do I don't know. I passed the first friends? Time,
but no, I know a lot of
them might actually be harder. I want to actually see their test.
We have, it's the same test across Canada. I believe it's 7 books. They're all different colors on the face. I passed on red, mm-hmm. which red had more hydronics in it and less like venting and drainage, which is I'm better with the hydronics and steam than I am with the venting and drainage. So the first test I had, there was a lot of drainage and a lot of venting questions. And I was like, oh, I definitely failed on that one. But you give me a test that's heavily service and hydronics, I did all right.
And so, you know, when we do talk about that, going back to it, I think, it really affects more of the service guys, and which I do like, because that's the industry side where, you know, a lot of our homeowners are getting fucked over, right? With the fact that we don't have proper work getting done. But on the other side of it is, how are they going to split the difference between commercial and residential? Because on the commercial side, you know, I also understand, here's the difference, that in the commercial end, you can't have fucking 4 journeymen so that you can have 8 apprentices working in a waterline crew, right? It technically should be your 1 foreman that looks after fucking 8 guys that start running water lines. Like, what, you need a journeyman each time to run a water line? You shouldn't.
That's how it is here. That's the thing. What you're doing right now and laying this out is so important for the future of the trade, because right now it's so difficult to hire. And if I was 2-to-1, holy shit, I would have, like right now I have 5 guys. I would have 9 guys if I could do that, because I would be able to hire a 4th year, a 5th year, or a 3rd year and not have to worry about it, because they've done this.
No repercussions if you don't follow it. So who the fuck cares? I'm not saying like I don't believe in government, but if my second year
was signed up with another company and he wants to come work for me, but he wants to finish his school, he's already done his first year of school and he wants to do his school, I can hire him, but I have to tell him that I can't sign him up.
So it's, he not can't go to school until he's signed up for the employee. So why are they going to happen? So it's not beneficial for the employee if that were to happen, is what you're saying, because then, like, you can hire, but it's not beneficial for them, because if you do hire, you still have to sign them up. But technically in the board of the government, like, you can't sign them up because your ratio is not correct.
Yeah. And then also, I don't know how it else is in BC, but we get a tax break
we have that.
For having apprentices signed up. So every apprentice, I don't know what it is. What's the percentage that you get off their wages? For the government. I
gotta look into all that, dude. My numbers are the shittiest. Right, and like, honestly, I'm good at business, but I fucking suck with numbers, and that's something I gotta work on. And that's the hardest shit, you know, when you work on a business, you know, you gotta fucking look at the numbers, you gotta look at your guys, you gotta look at personal development, you gotta look at development of the business, you gotta look at the business growth. And then on top of all that, you gotta care about your numbers, because those numbers talk. And then for us, we always have a technical side, because all these new things are coming up. So just keep chasing that dragon that never ends.
Yeah. Well, then you have guys, like I have guys that are stuck on a certain type of plumbing, a certain customer that we service, and they want to get out and do other stuff. And now I need to focus on making sure that I'm training them and getting them into other stuff and not letting them get complacent. Because if they get bored in what they're doing and I'm not putting them in things and teaching the apprentices, they're going to leave somewhere else, because they're going to want to learn certain things. And then we're in an industry where they can go wherever the fuck they want.
Oh,
if you're good tech, you're good.
You are. But you know, one of our biggest things that we talked about as well in there is, they're like, oh, how can we support you? I'm like, well, first of all, you need to support the industry as a whole. Like, if you want it to become a certified trade, or whatever certified trade you mean it to be, is that you need to put some marketing in the fact to let people know that this is a job that you can go into, right? Not your typical shit. Like, look at this guy. This guy's a carpenter and he's surfing. What the fuck does that even mean? So if I want to be a fucking plumber, I can skateboard on the weekends or something. Like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, you need something way better than that because that doesn't give a message. Even for me, if I look at a snow surfer, I'm like, oh yeah, I want to be a surfer, so that means I can be a roofer. That doesn't make sense. So I told them.
It's crazy because our industry, like plumbing, is so vast. Like it's so large. Even in Ontario, that we don't get our gas license with our thing and we don't do much gas or venting ourselves, it's still a large trade where you have to learn a lot of things. A lot of things change when you're in industrial and steam, commercial and residential. And a lot of people can't do all of them. But carpentry, like we have carpenters, we're a GC, and like trying to hire carpenters and you're like, I need a finishing carpenter or I need a framing carpenter or and carpentry is concrete too. So you're like, oh, this guy's applying as a carpenter, but he's only poured forms. So like, how do you have a pay scale for someone that doesn't know how to do the certain aspect that you need in carpentry? Because it's
It
so
is, it
vast,
is.
it's so large,
There's
it's
just so many
crazy. And
issues that they just have
it's
to
the same
look
thing
at
with
when they're having to build the program, because they're also saying, oh, what can we do to help other than just marketing and all that stuff as well? I'm like, well, I don't know. It's like, what are the problems that you see? And I told them one of the biggest problems is that even though you do a 2-to-1 ratio or a 1-to-2 ratio, how are you going to fix the fact that there's a divide between commercial and residential? So one of the biggest divides between that is when we talked about earlier, you have a waterline crew, you have a cast crew, you have a bathroom group crew. I don't fucking know what crew it is, right? But the problem is, yeah, you can have these ratios, but how are you going to fix this ratio if one day this guy comes in and says that he wants to get paid at 40 plus, and then he actually came from commercial construction, but he actually doesn't know how to do fuck all. Like, no disrespect to people, and I know that you do know how to do a lot, but in the aspect of the service side, knowing how to run water lines and knowing how to run cast doesn't make you a journeyman. So how are we going to do this where people actually go to school and get signed up and then have these ratios? Because you're telling me then technically I can just hire anybody off the street with a license and still have a ratio when that guy doesn't know how to do fuck all, right?
that's kind of where I'm at. Like, as I've only been in the trade for 9 years, and my career is my first year. I was residential rough-ins, so I know how to run drains, but I'm not most confident in it. Then I went to residential service for 2 years, and then I did for 4 years commercial industrial service. So I have a my most of my experience is in service. But you put me on install, I can do it. Is it going to take me longer than someone who's built out boiler rooms or done drainage and custom homes? Yes, it's going to take me longer. But it's going to be nice. I understand me. I understand how everything operates, but can I install it as fast as someone that just has been throwing it together their entire apprenticeship? No, I
You
can't.
can. I don't know.
But how do you pay those
I guess
guys,
for
right?
us, it's
Like,
just like that's how the industry is going to work unless they can separate that, right? But I think that the more important thing of whoever's listening is the real message is the fact that, don't trap, again, we always say this, don't trap yourself in commercial. Don't trap yourself doing the same things forever, because when those things happen, then you find yourself trapped in a situation where you only know how to do a couple things.
Plumbing theater. Why are you at?
We were
What's
never, we didn't even know there
PACC?
was a PHCC thing, and that's an American thing. I just knew about it. I knew about it ish, but I didn't know too much about it because I don't know who's going and what was really happening there, so we never really got our hands in there.
TY Customs told me about something that's going on out there, but I wasn't like totally. I didn't know what was what. It wasn't really a trade show. It was more of a training thing. I
Mad
heard there's
Canada
a few parties and stuff.
here.
Is
Yeah, I mean,
there
the
any
good
good
ones are at
ones?
home. Just kidding. They're all nice. I've seen some of them. I think Lady Plumber Girls down there, from what I know.
I think I saw her there. She was wearing the troll clothing sweater. It said, "I work harder than an ugly stripper." And I was like, "Who? What girl is that?" I zoomed in. I'm
She's
like, "I know
actually, we
who
were having those meetings
that is."
with Skilled Trades BC, and her she had a couple photos where she was on there all the time. So she's like a Skilled Trades BC's
Really?
model. They need me as a
She's a
model
pretty girl.
right in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
They need to mix it up. I have a white guy.
It's like, well, what? He's like, well, Adam goes drinking and partying on the weekends, and guess what? He's a plumber. That's what they have to do as a commercial for you.
Oh, God. I was talking to the Central Therm guys, and I was like, I think I have a reputation of drinking. I don't know. And they're like, you might. But I like. I have pops when
Yeah.
I go out.
Did
It's
you see a
nice.
pop?
I don't drink all the time. Pops. Pops. Yeah. Yeah, I have a few pops. I have a
Oh.
few of those. That's my new
See,
stuff.
I knew that, and I've seen you how many times in Toronto, and you've never had give me a touch.
Should I
Is
show
it
it?
trying? Dude, I have
Trying?
okay, so I have a buddy, actually. Oh, that's neat. I have a buddy who also grows it, and he has this whole fucking thing that's like wrapped in it, and it's like its own little ecosystem. So he has a little spray of water whenever he wants to make it rain, kind of wants to make it humid, and he grabs all the air out and pushes it back out the window.
Oh,
Dude.
he has. Yeah, no, he has an actual tent. Like I just do it as a hobby. It's fun. I don't even really smoke. You know that. Like I have
Wait,
a
so
lot.
you don't have an
It's but
ecosystem for it? So how do
fun.
you grow it in case it gets too cold? Like what? Huh?
Outside, and then I have a right here telescope. This is my electronic telescope, and it hooks up to my Wi-Fi. And then I put it over the buds, and then there's trichomes on it that turn colors. So that if it's like it looks like little water droplets on it, that's what carries the THC. And so you look at the trichomes, and if the trichomes turn amber, the more amber that the trichomes get, the more THC that's in it. If you pick them earlier when they just start going like an amber, it's more of a sativa. If you wait until it's really dark, then it's
My eyes are
more of
getting
a
droopier by the
indica.
second hearing you talk about it.
know. Wait till this stuff I held out. Not this stuff. I this stuff I pulled off a little early. The other stuff that's hanging right there, I pulled it out real late. Like that stuff is gonna
That's
be potent.
a pretty
So,
sweet thing to do.
yeah.
I would like to do it,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, it's
I'm
kind of
not gonna
cool.
have the time, man. I've already had too many hobbies.
It honestly, I should be pulling those down. And trimming them, put them in bottles. I just don't have the time to do it. And trimming is the worst part about it. And you have to wear gloves because if you trim it without, your hands get crazy sticky, and then you get really, really high. You get contact high because you're
Really?
grabbing it and it goes through your pores. So if you think grab, oh man, so
So
like really,
what
really
you're
like it's bad.
telling
You have to
me
wear gloves.
is that if we had a bed of flour and I jumped into it, I will have contact stonage.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just for science, I'm just curious.
Yeah. Contact stonage. No, it's weird. The first time I ever trimmed it, I did it without gloves, and then I walked inside and I was like, whoa, what's
Really? I
going
didn't even know that was a
on? My
thing.
wife's like, you're Yeah, it's crazy. It gets real sticky. I actually have to have my torch beside me when I'm using my shears to trim it. It's these shears to trim
Yeah,
and see how
you
much resin is on there. I have to use a lighter to burn it off because
need. You don't
these end up
burn it
getting
off. You
stuck
need
and then
some
I can't trim them anymore.
99% alcohol. You can wipe that off, right? With alcohol.
Yeah, no
Okay.
alcohol, but then I burn it
Okay.
as well. Yeah,
That's
it
dope. But
works.
yeah, I mean, it was great to catch up, and I think that was a great catch up. Hopefully you guys like what you guys heard, and if you guys have any ideas what we want to talk about next time, let us know.
Yeah, we got a few things. We got a few of these left before we start going to trade shows. Maybe we'll do a pop-in one at both trade shows we're in
Oh
January
yeah, a
too.
little
That'd be
pop-in. We
cool.
just have our own chairs at a little stand, just me and you just hitting it off, random people walking in.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, we'll just set up. We'll just take over one of the podcast
Now
pavilions
I
and
just
just
hop
do
into a
live
booth and we just
podcast
tell them, hey,
pavilion and nobody else
we're
can.
gonna do a live right here. Just right
Yeah,
here. We're just gonna
right
talk
here.
shit right in front of your booth, and if
Yeah.
people wanna come by and say hi, great. Yes.
That's perfect. Let's do
Good
it.
idea. But yeah, check out
Sounds good.
Adam's latest drop with Centrotherm. Probably hear more news about who's coming up for the next for the upcoming Miami trip. Other than that, any news you have at Dame?
Yep. No, not really, man. I'm gonna go work on a boiler build and draw it out. That's all I'm gonna
Sounds
do. And
good.
I'm gonna go to sleep.
Well, see you guys later. Thanks for
Yeah.
hopping on a Strictly Talking Shit episode 14. Yeah.
See you guys.